Acute SARS-CoV-2 infection is associated with hypercoagulability. However, in this unique case, a patient suffered two separate thromboembolisms, one in the brachiocephalic artery and an ischemic stroke. With only two risk factors at baseline and no corresponding elevation in inflammatory markers, we hypothesized that the clots grew slowly over time, which would not cause acutely elevated inflammatory markers. Although her SARS-CoV-2 infection occurred 6 months prior to her ED presentation, we hypothesized the hypercoagulable state caused by COVID-19 was contributory. Additionally, it is unlikely the vaccine alone caused her thrombosis, yet it is still possible it had a contributory effect.